sometimes I'm just amazed at the things that I see. You heard about the climate strike, right? All these school kids and others walking out because the world is in peril. And we're all going to die unless something's done about climate change immediately. We're all dead. Of course, these sorts of wild predictions have gone back for 50 years or more. And an article that I read over the weekend said the only way to end climate change is to end capitalism. You see, we have to end capitalism in order to move forward. We have to blame naturally occurring events, and then we have to go after individuality, freedom, creativity, wealth, job creations. In fact, we have to destroy Western civilization in general. And America, we need to go back to the 6th century in order to save ourselves from cataclysm and a roasted world. At least that's what you would have to believe based on some of the things that you've seen. I want to share with you a little bit. Frightened children in a full-blown panic. And children, this is a woman probably in her 20s. Just listen to this woman talking about climate change at a get-together over the weekend. This is part of the climate strike crowd. Bite number four. Bite number four. Go.
We're not here to talk about our sacrifices and our doom and gloom and not existing. We are here to create. Because every day of inaction drives more action from us!
Well then, she had far more coffee than I even had. Unbelievable. Here's the quest for the end of Western civilization. Because that woman with her iPhone connected to Google, participating on Facebook and Twitter, the biggest companies in the world created by capitalism, are the enemy of the world. Capitalist energy is the enemy of the world. She believes we should go back to, you know, using sticks to cook with. Of course, you can't burn sticks because that'll end up causing the Amazon rainforest to be cut down. So really, there's no way to cook food, so therefore we'll die from foodborne illness. And we can't really use refrigeration because that's going to destroy the planet, too, so we'll also have foodborne illness. It's a vicious cycle, but ending Western civilization is the key. I mean, did teachers ever tell their kids that a few million years ago, Montana was under the ocean? That California was under the ocean 65 million years ago? And what has happened in that 65 million years since? A lot of big things. Did they ever instruct their kids about the end of the Ice Age and the melting of the glaciers and the creation of the Great Lakes? Of course not. Of course not. Let me give you some examples here. I found this other fun article. Predictions made and predictions failed by some of these noted experts. The experts on climate change have made lots of predictions over the years. And I want to go back to about 1967 where the list starts. Dire famines worldwide would begin by 1975. I haven't missed many meals between then and now. 1969, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. An ice age coming by the year 2000. A new ice age by 2020 or 2030. That was the prediction of 1971. In 1972, the ice age had been pushed back to 2070. Ozone depletion will be a great peril to life. That's 1974. By our bicentennial year, 1976, scientific consensus of the cooling planet, famines were imminent. We were all going to die. And then, of course, acid rain. In 1978, no end in sight for these cooling treads damaging our planet. In fact, there were plans put together to haul ash, black soot, to the North and South Poles to put on the ice to help melt the polar ice caps because we were going to be locked in ice. Doom for sure. By the late 1980s, the predictions had gone the other way. The Maldives would be underwater by 2018. I looked. They're not. Rising sea levels would obliterate nations, if nothing done by the year 2000. Hasn't happened. The West Side Highway in New York City. New York, you paying attention here? would be underwater by 2019. I looked. It's not. By the year 2000, children wouldn't know what snow is. It'd be rare and unusual and exciting. It was exciting last winter for me just trying to drive to work in all of that snow. In 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. Well, I'm still eating bacon. It's been 17 years. I can feel it. Britain will be Siberia by 2024. In 2008, climate genius Al Gore predicted an ice-free Arctic by 2013. That was 6 years ago. Still ice in the Arctic now, isn't there? In 2009, the UK Prime Minister said there were 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. In 2009, Al Gore made the 2013 prediction of an ice-free Arctic to 2014. How's that working out, Al? How's that mansion? How's that private jet? And the list just goes on and on and on. And yet somehow we've taught our children to be scared. We've only got 12 years left. 12 years, we're all going to die. Easy, AOC. Here's what's going to happen in 2030. If liberals haven't destroyed Western civilization, I'm going to get up. I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to enjoy my day. Might have a beer. Might have some bacon that day. Might enjoy electricity on demand, because that's the way power works best for people, is to have power on demand. I'm going to flip my lights on. I'm going to pull a hot shower, and I'm going to enjoy myself. Stop being drawn in to the chaos and the nonsense, because these predictions go back more than 40 years, 50 years, and they've all turned out to be bunk, baby, bunk. 52 after. Tom Vilsack will be on the program, the Ag Secretary, so don't miss it. Straight ahead in hour number two.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance. In land.